Hello, I'm Rachel Jones for the Finance News Network. Joining me from Domacom is CEO Arthur Namidis. Arthur, welcome back to FNN.
Hey, it's good to be back, Rachel.
Now, Domacom operates a fractional investing platform. How has this evolved?
So we've started off syndicating properties. So fractional investing means, you know, effectively another form of syndication. We've now extended that to syndicating loans and syndicating debentures, wind farms, and et cetera. So we've now got about 67 transactions, about $75 million worth of funds under management. And then we've just recently extended our product into what's called senior equity release, so that retirees can sell a fraction of their house.
Now, product development has been at the core of Domacom since the beginning. Would you give us an update on what's available and what's planned?
The core product, the fractional investing, is quite advanced, and some of the new initiatives on that are, you know, some of the land banking that's occurred, syndication of solar farms, etc. But also in terms of other, you know, fractional investing solutions would be our what we're calling Rent to Own, but we're now calling Property Accelerator. So, and that's where we're using developer discounts to provide equity for the tenant and also a discount for the investors. And the reason why we're doing that is that clearly with the high unemployment as forecast the next few years, vacancy risk is one of the key issues. So that's one of the product developments. The other one is the Islamic product, and that's going to be a really big growth engine for Domacom, we believe, in the next few years, simply because there is no other leverage product that's compatible with Islamic faith. And we believe we have a globally unique solution. We have hopefully in the next week or two, we'll be able to announce a partnership with a very prominent Islamic finance group, and we'll have a exciting growth potential in the market there. So finally, it's the equity release. We've been working really hard for the last 7 years to get that product accredited by ASIC, or approved by ASIC, and getting advisors accredited. And pleased to say we received a major milestone recently with the ATO ruling on our downsizer.
And now to your proposed AustAgri acquisition. Can you tell us about their business and the rationale behind the transaction?
AustAgri itself is what's called a paddock-to-plate roll-up company. So it's a company set up to acquire everything from farms to dairy farms, cattle farms, to meat processing, to food processing, distribution centres, etc. And it's creating a vertical food delivery into an export market. And so where we're looking to do that, they were looking to IPO AustAgri, but it's much quicker to do a transaction through Domacom. And so what we've agreed is that the Domacom fund will acquire all the shares of AustAgri, and we'll give them units in the Domacom fund. Now, clearly, once the assets in Domacom fund, they'll pay us a management fee, and the management fee is 0.88%. Now, the key thing of interest to us is that AustAgri is going to be around about a $300 million worth of transaction, which will add $2.6 million in worth of revenue to Domacom. And so for this transaction, we've also negotiated a five-year minimum fee. Now, why we do that is that they're going to guarantee a minimum $13 million fee to Domacom. And for that, we're going to issue 100 million shares, which is 13 cents a share, so which is a lot better than our current share price of 6.8. So hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll be able to announce that our due diligence has formally begun. And before the end of the year, we should hopefully be able to execute this transaction.
Excellent. And to the last question now, Arthur, is there anything else you would like to add?
There's a number of transformational things happening for Domacom at the moment. So, you know, AustAgri will be the catalyst for rewriting of the company this financial year. But then the other transactions are more mid to long term, which would be obviously the Islamic transaction has a very, very large upside in terms of funds on the management. And then similarly, the recent ATO ruling that we obtained in August, which allows the Domacom equity release product to be used in what's called the downsizer legislation, so retirees can top up their own super using the proceeds of selling a bit of their house, also is a very large market. So we have three transformational transactions that are all highly probable. In fact, two of them are very close to happening. And then the third, the AustAgri, we'll know in the next few weeks. So it's an exciting outlook for Domacom shareholders.
Arthur Namidis, nice to see you again, and thanks for the update.
Great to be here, Rachel, and talk to you next time.